Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dwayne Haskins, Buckeye quarterback, getting ready for the NFL. Welcome to the show, Dwayne. How are you?
Good, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Great to have you aboard, man.
Yeah, New Jersey's finest over here. Highland Park, New Jersey, made his way out to Ohio State. How'd you end up at Ohio State, by the way?
So my aunt used to be a doctor at the hospital in Ohio State. So during the summer, I would go to camps. Rebecca Tressel was the coach there, and I'll spend like 3 or 5 days in little youth camps. I went to your camps too growing up. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you know that, Teague?
I did not.
That's awesome.
I got the pictures of him and Imani too. So.
That's cool.
That's another conversation.
Okay, but, we'll get to that.
Yeah, definitely grew up Ohio State fan, love Troy Smith. Just love the university, what it stood for, and just the fan base and the football team. So I just had to go there.
Yeah, no, you did a great job. I just telling Dwayne in the break that I did the Big Ten championship game. I told BT this. Yeah. BT knows this because I was down. I was away for a couple of days against Northwestern, and he was spectacular. That's when I really saw. And when you see with your own eyes, it's one thing to see it on television. It's one thing to read statistics. But when you see with your own eyes, the throws that you were making, picking apart their zone, it was impressive. But you only had 1 year as a starter at Ohio State. Do you feel like you're ready to make this big jump to the National Football League?
Oh, yeah, for sure. My man said I was right here and right here, but I can go all the way out here.
So,
hey, look.
I didn't mean to sell you short,
no,
Mr.
It's okay.
Haskins.
No, it's all right. I want to appreciate it a little bit.
But, I got you.
I just definitely feel like I was ready to make that jump to the pros, but I also know I have a lot of work to do to keep getting better. But I'm excited for the future, man. I know the sky's the limit for me.
Yeah, you know, when you think about this next level, quarterbacks are the thing. I mean, they're the biggest thing in sports, I think. The money they make, the expectations that are placed upon them, but it's also the pressure. Do you think being a quarterback at Ohio State 1 year prepared you for the pressures that are going to come from being a franchise quarterback somewhere next season?
Yeah, being a quarterback at Ohio State is like kind of being more famous than being the Bengals or the Browns quarterback until Baker came.
But, yeah.
Being in that state, how passionate the fans are, you just realizing that, you know, you have – the whole state of Ohio count on you to win the game every Saturday. If you don't win, it's a bad week. So, I mean, kind of just what it is like in the NFL. So I just felt like having the opportunity to learn this year and then also learn my first 2 years behind JT Barrett and watch how he learned and how he dealt with the highs and lows of being a starting quarterback, losing games, winning games, the stuff that you have to go over time and experience.
You know what I noticed right away? And, you know, we could talk about how you obliterated the Big Ten record books. Anytime anybody nudges Drew Brees out of the way in a passing stat, you're doing something right. What I noticed right away here, Dwayne, you're incredibly at ease having a conversation, very self-assured, very, very much. It seems like you know what you want, which is rare for you. I mean, every young kid wants a dream. They want the money. They want the fame. You seem to be at a speed now that is good. And the reason I said all that, to try to get to this point, Giants need a quarterback. Now, there's certain people who come to New York or Jersey, get swallowed up, but you're from here, and you know where the Giants are picking. Somebody might jump up, and you might go first overall. How much do you process, how much do you kick around the possibility of playing for the Giants and maybe taking over for Eli Manning?
It'd be a great opportunity for me. You know, all my life I did what I call prophesizing. So I'll say what I want to do, and I'll go do it. So if that's being a quarterback at Ohio State, I got some other things I want to do in the NFL, some videos for that too. So, I mean, honestly, sitting behind Eli growing up, watching this guy staying in New Jersey with Shockey and that offense and Toomer and Plexico, I can go on and on.
Oh, he knows. Yeah, yeah. He's a student of the game. I like this.
I mean, the high and tight with Tiki.
See?
I know all
go.
That. So,
were you booing Tiki when he was fumbling? Be
no,
honest.
I wasn't. I love Tiki. But anyway, just to be able to sit behind Eli. I seen him actually on the way to DirecTV, so I didn't get to talk to him, but I seen him, and he's a legend to me, so I definitely love to sit and get to learn from him.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's interesting. Stuff. It's funny, because I think a lot of young kids that come into the NFL, they get overwhelmed by the fact that they're with the star. You know what I mean? The stars that they've been watching for so many years, and it's like, I dream to be on that stage, and they get there. And they're like deers in headlights.
Yeah.
Right? Do you worry about, you know, that stage? Because there's so much that you have to learn, especially as a quarterback, especially in some of these new systems that teams are implementing. How are you preparing for that?
I mean, a lot of work. Kind of what you said in the beginning part, just like being able to meet the guys that you grow up watching and analyzing, and then you have to be like, well, I'm that guy now, so I can't be in somebody's face, you know, starstruck. But the biggest thing with me is I'm going to put the work in. So whether that's with learning the playbook, studying the film, being there late nights, early mornings, you know, whatever franchise gets me, I'm going to put that work in, and yeah. I want to be really good and be really great. I want to help teams win Super Bowls and do everything I can to put the franchise out. And, you know, just have an opportunity to play in the NFL, something I've dreamed of, not only to be a top five pick, which not everybody gets to do. So, yeah. I mean, to say that I'm able to do that, this inspires me and makes me want to work even harder, because it doesn't just stop here. There's yeah. more work to go do.
Yeah, there's a few more rungs, a few more floors on the old elevator, it seems. That's Dwayne Haskins, former Buckeye quarterback, and, of course, Dwayne's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Dwayne, let me ask you about last season with the Buckeyes. We all know how it started. The uncomfortability that surrounded the program, it had to have been a distraction for you guys. Now, save for that one loss to Purdue, you guys handled it unbelievably. How were you able to do that?
I would like to say I helped out with that a little bit, but just having great leaders, having great players, great people, just helped out with that situation. Knowing that coach wasn't there for us when that happened the first three games, and having to deal with that situation, this wanted us to go out and win for him. Yeah. So to be able to rally the way we did throughout all the adversity we faced throughout the season just shows how much we love each other as a team and as a unit, as a brotherhood, we like to call it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we lost to Purdue. It stings still, but, you know.
That was a good atmosphere. That was a night game, right?
Yeah, night game. But if I were to tell you about that game, it was, like, set up for them to win. I'm not going to say that they didn't beat us. They did beat us.
Of course they beat you. They beat you bad.
It's a lot about higher calling. So I say that God had his hand on that game tonight.
Okay, but why was God suddenly a Purdue fan when God hasn't shined favorably down on Purdue for about 15 years?
You hear the Tyler Trent story?
Say that again.
The Tyler Trent story.
Okay.
So we lost the game, but, you know, I felt like that made us tougher. It made us closer. So I appreciate that loss.
Yeah. No, I hear what you're saying.
You buying that, Teak?
I'm just asking.
They beat us. I'm not going to say that we didn't deserve to lose. They spanked us. All right, it is what it is.
That's what I needed to hear.
But we still won the championship game. We still won the championship game.
I understand.
Game.
Yeah, I understand, bro. Purdue. I got you.
Yeah. It's interesting you bring up the Tyler Trent story, because it's an emotional one.
Yeah.
I mean, do you guys think about those things in real time, or is it after the fact that you kind of come to these kind of...
Well, per se, if it was at Ohio State, having to do with Ohio State, then I would have been more appreciative of my situation. But seeing it from afar, and then losing it, like looking into his information, looking at the story, watching the story with Rinaldi, and just seeing how much that meant for that team, I know why they came out the way they played. So yeah. It's understandable.
Yeah, no, it makes a lot of sense. Moving back to Urban, are you surprised he stepped away after the season?
No, not at all. I knew he was getting old. I just didn't think he was going to retire by the time I got done with playing school. So, from him being at Florida, from him watching him in Utah, I knew he was a legend. I knew he was going to do what he needed to do for me to be ready for the NFL. So to have those health issues that he had and to still be able to come out without having any serious injuries or risk, you know, I'm happy for him.
Yeah. You know, I was going to say, you know, Dwayne, it's very apparent, and this is awesome, because we don't get this with every athlete, where, you know, you are just very easily connecting the dots of history. Just the way you ran through the Giants roster, the way you threw, you know, Urban's entire resume out there as you were making a greater point. You're obviously a student of the game, so I think you have an interesting answer when I ask you this. Obviously, you want to be the first Wayne Haskins. That goes without saying. I understand that. But in terms of maybe taking a piece of somebody else, extrapolating this, applying that, who was the guy, because you look to play very differently than Eli, even though you grew up watching the Giants, who's the guy where you said, okay, that's who I want to be, and then I eventually want to be better?
There's no particular person. So when I explain this to you, just follow me for a little bit. So
okay.
I watch quarterbacks, and I'm like, I like what he does. I like what he does. I'm going to take that from his game. So I watch Aaron Rodgers, and I watch his off-platform throws. I'm like, I love that. If I can be able to do that situation where I can't get a clean throw and just a throw like that, that's perfect.
Okay.
And then Drew Brees with his accuracy, Tom Brady with his leadership, and then Watson with his mobility, and then Cam Newton with his personality, stuff that you just see from different quarterbacks that are really good at certain things.
Yeah.
And it's like, what can I be good at? I'm good at a lot of different stuff. So
yeah.
I feel like I'm good, but I can be great. So I'm going to keep getting better.
What's your biggest weakness? And don't say, well, I just want to keep it. I mean, you can say whatever you want, but what is your most tangible, biggest physical weakness? A throw, whatever it might be.
I can throw it everywhere.
Okay, that's what I want to hear. So everybody's got a weakness. What does Dwayne Haskins have to get better at?
I told you, I want to be elite. So the difference between being good and elite. So if I can be elite in everything that I do, which is really, really hard, but that's what I want to do. So I can say I'm great at throwing the ball. I could be lying or not. I could be truthful. I could be saying I'm a great leader. I'm not the best leader. I got to work on that. There's okay. some things I know I can work on to get better at. And guess what? I know that. I'm going to keep getting better at.
Yeah. No, you grew up a Giants fan. And obviously, it would be a dream to play in your home state. You'd have to ticket request out your wazoo every weekend. But when you think about, just being on this stage now and where you're going to go in the draft and, the dream that every kid played football with, what's your emotion right now? I mean, the draft is the combine is a couple months away. The draft will be not too soon after that. What are you feeling? I mean, because you're here. You've arrived, right?
Yeah.
You put on all the work. You physically, you've been healthy your whole career. And now it's right here. What do you feel?
I would say that it's not done, The dream was to go play college football at Ohio State. I did that at a high level. Now it's going to be an NFL quarterback at a high level. And just every milestone that I want to achieve, I want to do it and then just realize how blessed I am to go do that. So to know that, look, Dwayne, you might be the first quarterback taking the draft. You've been working for that your entire life. Now what? Well, be the best quarterback in the NFL. Okay, then what? So, things I want to go do. That I have to go put on paper and go achieve them. So that's what I do.
Yeah, one of the things
he makes it sound easy, doesn't it?
Yeah, he does.
He's got it all mapped out.
Calmness is a great way to make it feel or look easy, even though it's not actually easy. Well, you will have arrived when you get your Panini card. Trading cards is what you're here with.
Yeah.
Panini. I know Panini.com is a way to get your rookie and your rookie card that's about to come out pretty soon. Tell us what you have going on with Panini.
So, signed a deal with Panini to do some trading cards. Growing up, loved trading cards, collected all of them, had the decks and wrapped them up with the little papers and all that plastic stuff. So, have my own card, it's crazy. It's something that I've been able to do over this short. Yeah, I played 1 year in college football, so it's still like, wow, Dwayne, you really did that, and now you're going to play in the NFL. It's like, when do I get time to sit back and analyze and like, wow, I really, really did that. So, just to have this Panini deal, to have the cards and be able to look back on it one day and show my kids is pretty cool.
Yeah, that is great.
I'm going to put you on the spot once more here. I know you can handle it. Mentioned the Giants a few times. Eli's two-time champ. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame someday. He's not a kid. Jaguars need a quarterback. Maybe the Broncos need a quarterback. If you're in that 7, 8, 9, 10 range, right, are you trading up 6, 7, 8 spots to be able to draft you? Should you be the first overall pick?
As humbly as I can say that.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, don't stop now, man.
Right.
Don't stop now, seriously.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with saying that. If I'm you, if I have your size and I make the throws and I've got your elusiveness and I have your personality and your IQ, I'd be saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Hell, if I don't have any of that and I say that on the air every day. You know what I mean?
Right. Yes, sir.
You got to fake it if you don't have it, right? Right?
No, he doesn't need to fake it. He's got it. 70% completion percentage, 4,800 yards last year, 50 touchdowns.
Drew Brees. Off the record page.
It was impressive, Dwayne. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
And good luck in these next couple months. I know it's awesome. Yeah, enjoy it.
Good job, Dwayne.
Thank you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.